Amen. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, for these wonderful days that we're in. We thank you, Father, that you're bringing us even closer to you, Lord, and helping us to surrender everything to you, Father, so that you could use us in a mighty way in the days ahead. And I thank you, Father, that everybody is looking for that and striving for that. We praise you, Father, because we know that the time is coming when the power of God is going to be used to bring the gospel on, bring revival on, and we praise you. We thank you for it, Father. Lord, we're going to show our praise to you by playing some songs and singing ourselves with the people that are singing the songs. And these praises are for you, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for being here with us. And all these angels being around us, Lord. And I praise you and thank you for that. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Father, that we do have an open heaven. And when we pray, we know that our prayers are answered for any and everybody that needs it. We thank you, Father, for leading us and guiding us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, has anybody got any prayer requests? Here comes Vanita. Are you talking to us or are you talking to Ben, Andrea? I can see your lips moving, but I don't hear nothing. I mean, Andrew. Okay. Let's see, where's Joe? He got to get up yet, didn't he? Hey, Magus. Well, I see Megan made it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, we just praise you. We thank you for your protection upon all your elect when these storms come through. We thank you, Father, that no storms are allowed in this valley right here in Jesus' name, nor anywhere near this mountain in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, nor anyone else out of the outreach or your elect. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Father. Lord, help us to get rid of ourselves. Help us, Lord, to die to everything that's not of you, Lord. Help us to show love to everybody. Help us to show compassion as Jesus did to everybody. And Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, I was reading from James today, and I managed to get to chapter 5. So in chapter 5 of James, it says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the weary one, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sin, it shall be forgiven him." You know, sometimes a person can get really tired of that stuff. And I felt I took it when he said weary one, so I'm just going to ask for prayer for that. Because, you know, there's so much stuff going on in people's lives and in this world. Sometimes you just get really tired of this stuff. You know, I for some reason, you know, I look at the Pilgrim's Progress and they're going through that enchanted land where they're getting weary and tired, you know. So I just, that's how I think it. And, I just want to refresh it, you know, that time when you first knew you were saved, you know how it was, and it was so refreshing, it was so nice and exciting and everything. And you know, I don't know, I just don't want to be in this weary place anymore. And just to forget about the world and forget about what's going on out there. It's not like I'm following the news, just hear it sometimes in conversations, or you'll be looking something up on YouTube from the site, and you'll see even just the title of all the stuff going on there. And it's the same old thing all the time. So I just pray, Father, that you take away this weariness from me. I'd sure love to have that. The Lord shall raise him up, and put me on a new plane and on a good focus, and not to be this tired person all the time. And forgive me, Father, for even saying that now. I'm tired, and I have to be refreshed. I have to be ready. I have to be focused. In Jesus' name, I pray. And thank you, Father, for this. Amen.
Amen. I command supernatural energy in him. When he gets up in the morning, he's going to bound out of that bed, jump up and hit the ceiling with his hand. Praise God from now on. From that ceiling. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for that. Glory be to God. Yeah, Julie.
I'm going to pray for that too, and for myself regarding the same kind of thing. Dear Father, we thank you, Lord, that we have authority over the works of darkness. I thank you, Lord, that all the garbage they're spraying doesn't have any physical effect on us either, to make us feel tired, fatigued, and sluggish, and all those things. And mentally and spiritually, that the enemy is bound from doing that to us as well. And Lord, I pray for strength of soul and rejoicing in our spirit, and to praise you and worship you, even though we feel somewhat oppressed of the enemy, that we start praising you and thanking you to lift us up, Lord, when we praise you and we focus on you, that the enemy flees. He hates our worship, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for giving us the tools to do it. I thank you, Lord, for making everything come to pass, Lord, in these prayers we put together our faith with, Lord, that you're doing it already. I thank you, Lord, for giving us grace and mercy and the power of your Holy Spirit within us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that everybody's lifted up, and that you are lifted up in our praise and worship, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. What are you laughing about? Go ahead, Anna.
I just have a quick testimony. On Wednesday, at the Bible study, I asked Michael to pray for my back, because it was, my back muscles were hurting so bad, and I think it was because the way I had to lean down and grab Shoshana, because I couldn't grab under her arm, because she, you know, what Matthew shared, she was hurting. And of course, being pregnant doesn't help. And I think that's what I did to my back. And then of course, I sat pretty much all day for like 2 days with her, because she couldn't do anything. And my back was hurting so bad. And Michael prayed for me, and it hasn't hurt even a little bit since, not even at all. So praise the Lord. Super quick.
Thank you, Lord. Okay.
That's Shoshana.
Thank you, Lord. We're still believing she's healed. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. She is healed. We praise you, Father, that that shoulder is healed, delivered. No pain. That pain is gone in Jesus' name. And that bone has completely healed in Jesus' name. Okay. Anyone else? If not, I'm going to read you something that's going to help you. It's going to help you. H-E-P, help you. All things are made of atoms. which are made of subatomic particles. These particles are not really particles because they exist only in a state of possibilities until someone observes them, at which point they appear as a thing, as a particle. If that sounds crazy, read Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you hope for something, where does it exist? Only in your mind and heart. It is not. It is not. It is only a possibility. Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the worlds have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which appear. So that what is being observed has not come out of what is appearing, what's visible, okay, what you see with your eyes. This is a statement that could have been made by a physicist. What makes it appear? You, the observer, with faith that gives substance to your hopes and dreams. Faith observes that which is not and gives it substance so that it may appear and become visible. The key to manifesting matter is to interact with that which is not so that it becomes what you hope for. Your expectations and beliefs are what you observe is of primary importance. If you observe and expect failure, sickness, or disease, that's exactly what will manifest. There are infinite number of possibilities that exist for your life. You alone have the power to choose which possibility becomes reality in your life. Choose wisely. Did y'all understand that quantum faith works just like biblical faith? What you confess with your mouth is what you're going to get. If you confess, oh man, that old car of mine, I'll tell you what, it's on its last leg. It ain't going to last a month, it don't seem like. Well, guess what's going to happen? That's what's going to happen. Or whatever you confess. Now, we all know this, but we forget it when we get in conversations with people because we always want to, oh, I just feel so bad. I tell you, it's just such a drag for me to get out of bed in the mornings. I can't hardly, you know, we meet him out ourselves. When in fact, we ought to speak as an oracle of God. That's why God told us to do that. He told us to confess the word. When you confess the word, you're doing quantum physics right then in your own life. And that's becoming more, I'm becoming more aware of that every day, seeing it. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. You can latch on to it or do whatever you want to with it. For me and my gang. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share before we get going here on the praise and worship? Yeah, Missy.
There's two things. It was like maybe a couple weeks ago now at the most. On the morning prayer meeting, I mentioned about how we had bees flying under our roof edge, our softening area. I keep forgetting to mention this. And I got everybody to agree with me that they were going to go and, you know, they weren't going to be swarming up there and building nothing in there and so on and so forth. Well, it was like maybe 5 days later at the most. I wasn't seeing anything anymore. So like every time I go out there, I just thank the Lord, you know. And then when was it? The other day when Merle and I were out mowing, but I got the blower to blow off the oak tassels that get all over the deck. And we come over to the door where we go in and out. to use the grill or let fudge in and out. And I started blowing underneath like the cement stoop that goes, you know, that's there that, that the sliding doors on or whatever. And there are all these bees all of a sudden. I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, nope, I rebuke that. And, you know, and I like stepped back. And then I thought, well, I got the blower. I'm going to blow like daylights out of them, you know. So they were like going underneath the edge there or whatever. So I just like was like using the blower there. And I don't know if it did anything or whatever. But after I stopped blowing, I was still seeing them a little bit. But I just walked away. And I told the angels to kill them. I command them to die and not have any kind of a nest there or whatever. And I haven't seen them since. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory over these crazy bees. You're taking care of them. Thank you, Lord. Because that's not a good place going in and out of that door to have bees wanting to swarm around. So it was just to the right of where we go in now because it's a double sliding door or whatever. But anyway, so praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the victory over the critters. Thank you, Lord, for giving us dominion over the critters. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah, see that? Y'all missed it all. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking now. I'm going to raise my finger. Oh, that took about 10 seconds. I'm like, yeah. Oh, boy. All right. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know that we're right at the precipice of the most wonderful time and also one of the most devastating times in world history? And I know you all know that everybody ought to be getting ready. And by getting ready, I mean drawing close to the Lord. The closer you get to the Lord, the more you can hear His voice, the louder you can hear His voice. And He's talking to us all the time. He's talking to us all the time. All right. Anybody got anything else they'd like to share? Lord, please accept our praises tonight. Amen. All right, let's see if I can do this.
can grasp your infinite wisdom. Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Rejoice.
joy in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet, let it be a us one.
Thank you. gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer. There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to His. Oh, how strange and divine, I can see all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me.
You're the sun in my horizon, and all my hopes in you.
Holy God, make it all.
Give me a minute here. I'm on. Something happened with the things I had. It switched me over to another. Put from Brave to Microsoft Edge. They just messed me up. That's all. I got it back. Hang on. I know. I ran out of songs. I only had 8 or 9, 10 songs. It takes about 15. So, anybody have a request? Oh, I can just play some. How's that? Are y'all dead? Y'all alive? I'm just acting.
We're alive.
Okay.
What's on your playlist, Michael?
I don't know. Let me look here right quick. All right, we'll do this one. All right, let's see here. Get back on the field here and...
Give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome... You're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. Come on. My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome. Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
Awesome. Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate. If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names. Blessed Redeemer.
Lifted us out of darkness, O God. Given us a new song. Your song for the broken hearts, O God. We sing it to them, Lord.
Say to those who are fearful hearted, do not be afraid. The Lord your God is strong, and with his might. When you call out his name, he will come and save. Oh, he will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely. Yes, he will come and save you. He will come and save you.
shut your eyes to me, you will arise again. He will come and save you. Oh, oh, oh. Say to those who are broken hearted, do not lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. The Lord your God is strong with his loving arms when you call on his name. He will come and save you. Oh, he will come and save you. He will come and save you. Say to the weary one, your God will surely come. He will come and save you. Oh, yes, he will come and save. Our refuge in our day of trouble. He is our shelter in the time of storm. Oh, he's our tower in the day of sorrow, our fortress in the time of
I must have been the hardest thing he'd ever done. When God the Father sacrificed his only son, the one that he most cherished gave his life away. And by his love he made a better way. And so I cherish you, and so I honor you, for truly you're the giver of all good things. And so sacrifice is now the King of Kings, Jehovah Jireh. He has provided the sacrifice of love no man could ever pay. And what he blood of Christ, your sacrifice gives me strength to obey.
Good song. I like that song. All right. Anybody got anything I'd like to pray about? Sorry about all the mix-up tonight. What happened is, for some reason, Microsoft Edge took over from Brave, the internet that I generally use. And I don't know. I just messed it all up. It'll never happen again. Through God's grace. Okay. Praise God. I like that other song too. Alina, I like that song that you picked up. That's a real good song. That's the first time I've heard that one. The one called, Walk on Water by Lyles Hadassah Wild. All right. We got a few minutes left. Y'all want to talk about something? Oh, y'all are just full of stuff tonight. Y'all just go one at a time, one at a time. I noticed a while ago, David was telling me that Trump had been found guilty on all 34 counts in the New York trial, which, if you look at it, it's a very illegal court action that the judge did himself. But y'all can read it. I'm not going to go over it. Debbie, did you have your hand up while again?
A minute ago, yes. I was just going to let you know that I did know if you saw a song I texted to you during the time you were putting other songs on because you were out of songs. You know, I texted one to you. That's okay.
Okay. If you're going to.
Oh, there's not time right now.
Yeah,
there's not time now. It's okay. Later than I thought it was, so that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Next. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Does you guys have your pot blessing this weekend on Saturday? There's no live stream tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we have the pot blessing, and I've just got, well, I'm not going to even admit that. We're going to have to figure out something. Go ahead. If you want to pray for it.
No, but there's no live stream. There's no live stream on Fridays.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Yeah,
members, right. There's no live
stream. There won't be any live stream. We do all this pot blessing by secret. Yeah, we get fat and sassy, you know. No, we have a good time on pot blessing. We over there, they have basketball courts. They've got a little water park there for the kids, and bicycle trail, and just a couple of, a few things for everybody. We get out there and play basketball or throw frisbees, eat whatever's there. Continually. These women can cook, but I'm going to tell you something, they can cook. I think I'm going to take a chicken and mushroom dish. Anybody get a good word today? Repent. That's a good word. Praise God. Well, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. We ask, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to play these praise songs that we picked out for tonight. They were good ones, and I really thoroughly enjoyed them. So, Lord, I hope you did. I pray you did too, Lord. They were meant for you, and we love to praise and worship you, Lord. And I know, just like on the local outreach, I know you were here tonight as well. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for placing it in our heart to be led by you and to speak only as an oracle of God. And not to speak the bad report, but to speak only the good report. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to walk like Jesus, act like Jesus, and talk like Jesus. Thank you, Father, for blessing everybody as they go about their business today, tonight, whatever time it is. And we thank you for doing that, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us, leads us through all our daily activities. And Lord, place it in our heart to always be aware that you're here with us all the time. And all we have to do is just reach out to you and speak to you all the time, that you just speak right back to us. And thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. We want to be able to hear your voice at all times, Lord. And to do that, we know that we have to die to ourselves and allow you to come forward, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us the guidelines for that as well. And I praise you for changing our hearts to your hearts, Lord, to have the compassion for everybody and to distribute that love that you had for your people. And I praise you and I glorify you, Father, for the work that you're doing in us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give everybody a good night's sleep or a good day's work. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right. Y'all be blessed, you hear?